This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Today we continue our teaching on the Passover story. After the plague that killed all the firstborn sons of Egypt, Pharaoh finally agreed to let the Jews leave. It seemed he finally figured out that the God of the Israelites was sovereign and mighty after all. God's people, all 600,000 of them, hurried to leave Egypt. As soon as they left, though, Pharaoh had another change of heart and ordered his armies to pursue the Israelites into the desert. The people found themselves stuck between the Egyptian army on the one hand and the Red Sea. Terrified, they cried out to God, and God commanded Moses, "Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water, so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground." Moses obeyed, and the Jews entered the sea with a wall of water on each side, crossing safely to the other side. The entire Egyptian army followed the people onto the sea bottom. Once again, Moses stretched his hand out, and the water closed, drowning all who were in pursuit. As chapter 14 in Exodus states, when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. They realized who truly held the power. What a wonderful illustration of how our mighty God is able to deliver his people even from the most desperate of circumstances.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For a free collection of Passover recipes, please visit ifcj.ca/tasteofpassover.